It's always a privilege for us to come here. Trail Community Church is a Jesus church. It's just focused on the Lord. What a day it's going to be when we'll all be with the Lord. We'll all be in heaven. I think it was about 5 weeks ago or so, I took my family. Abby had a basketball tournament in Portland. And so we went to Emmanuel Church, which is, I guess you could say it, to be politically correct, an African-American church. The brothers and sisters there were very passionate about their worship. Just like today, it's very intimate here, and it's just very directed toward Jesus, the same way with their worship. And what a day it's going to be, where all of us, whether we're white, black, Latino, Russian, Italian, French, and everything in between, it's not going to matter because we're all going to be with the Lord and there's not going to be any difference. Well, today, in light of this being January the 7th and just a week into the new year, some people are led to make a New Year's resolution. And so Americans tend to set that up where at the beginning of the year, they're going to focus on getting better at something. And today, the title of the message is Bible Resolution. Bible Resolution. In that, for me, and I hope for you too, I want to draw nearer to the Lord. I want to get into His Word to know Him more than I do. And so if you'll turn with me to Psalm 118. Psalm is in the Old Testament, and it's about in the middle of the book. It's on page 994 in my large print King James edition Bible. Psalm 118. The shuffling of those pages are getting quieter and quieter. As time goes on, people are using their digital device to get in the Word. And so it's a little bit radical for me, but it's still great to see them, to see us in the Word. Psalm 118, verse 8, is a very unique verse. It has been said that it is the center verse of the entire Bible. If you take all of the verses in the Bible, Psalm 118, verse 8, is the very centered, numbered verse. And here's what Psalm 118, 8 says. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Isn't that appropriate? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Whether we put confidence in kings or presidents or legislatures or government or our spouse, or our family, or our bank account, all those things are man and woman generated. And yet, the Lord says, no, trust in me. No matter what your bank account says, no matter how your relationship is with your family, no matter what you're going through in life, whether it be with your job, or your relationships, the Lord says, no, trust in me. Seek me first. Don't look out, look up. And so this is a good reminder to me to put my trust where it needs to be. So Father, I do pray for my brothers and sisters here today and any that may not know you, that Father, that we trust in you and not of ourselves. Because Lord, we are weak and frail, and we are but dust. Father, we try the best we can to physically do what we need to do, but Lord, we need that spiritual energy that can only come from you. So Lord, I pray that today in this message that you have for all of us, that Lord, that you do the talking and that I don't. That Father, that your words will touch hearts today. We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, let's flip over to Psalm 119. And I don't think it's a mistake that the Lord directs us to Psalm 119 today. With it being a new year, this is Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. It has 176 verses. Now, before you start getting worried, don't think, Fred, the service ends here in about 20 minutes. We got pot roast going on down below. Don't worry, I don't plan to go through every verse, but I'm going to just touch on some of the verses, and then this week, perhaps, maybe you'll be interested to feast on this wonderful chapter that talks about the Word, the Word, the Word. Oh, may I be one that gets in the Word this year more and more so that we can know, so that I can know our wonderful Savior in a more intimate way. It was interesting that when I retired from full-time teaching last June, one of my students in class asked me a question. And he said, Mr. A, now that you're retiring and all, what would be something you would have to say to us one last time? I said, well, Matt, that's an interesting question. And I thought, and I said, what I would like to say is, you'll have to ask me after school. Well, why is that? Because District 9 does not permit me to say what I would like to say. And so stick around before you catch the yellow limo, and I'll share with you what that is. So after school, there were three boys that hung around. And Mr. A, what is it? What would you say to us? Read your Bible and pray every single day. What? Read your Bible and pray every single day. I said, fellas, that's what I would say. Read your Bible and pray every single day, guys, because you'll never go wrong. You'll never regret getting in God's Word and praying to Him and pouring out your heart. And so I am blessed to share with you today one message, a short one. Read your Bible and pray every single day. Say that with me. Read your Bible and pray every single day. Not that it's law, not that it's just a good idea, but that the Lord knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for us, and He wants us to get in His Word. As a matter of fact, it's not, I wouldn't say an expectation, but an invitation, an invite from our Lord and Savior to get into the Word. Before we get into Psalm 119, I would like to share a little bit of vocabulary, as every good teacher will cover their vocabulary. And that is, first of all, when you see the word blessed, the word blessed means happy or delighted. Happy or delighted. When you see the word blessed, as in Psalm 1, I will delight in the law of the Lord. Delight and law. I will delight in the law of the Lord. I will meditate day and night. Then I shall be like a tree firmly planted, grounded in your word. So we see delight or happy going with law. You say, Fred, that sounds really lawful. It is. Because law, when the law is referred to in the Bible, refers to what we might think the Ten Commandments, but actually the law refers to the Torah or to the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of the Bible. And before you go, wait, Fred, the law, I thought it was the Ten Commandments. It is, because the Ten Commandments are in the Pentateuch. But also, too, the word testimony. When the Lord speaks about testimony in Psalm 119, He's referring to the Ten Commandments. And so keep that in mind. When He talks about commandments, He's talking about the authoritative directive. So we have the Ten Commandments, but then we have the directives that the Lord suggests to me. No, actually, it's not a suggestion, but the Lord knows best, and He's telling us to live in this way. When you see the word precepts, because the King James uses all of these big words, the precepts are prerequisites. What is a prerequisite? In school, before you can take Algebra 2, you have to take geometry. Is that correct, Mrs. A? Okay, so that is a prerequisite. So before you can do this, you get to do that. And so the Lord will use precepts as a prerequisite. And then finally, you'll see the word statutes. Statutes, the Lord is talking about how society should behave to be vertically minded. So these are just words that you can fill in when you look at Psalm 119. So let's dive in. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. The undefiled. This is a walk that we have, a relationship that we have with the Lord, that each and every day, just like we do our chores at home, kids, each and every day, right? We walk with the Lord each and every day so that we can get in His Word and pray to Him and not be sinful. Verse 2, blessed are they that keep His testimonies. There's that word. His testimonies or commandments, and that seek Him with the whole heart. In the Word, God talked about Saul. Saul served the Lord, well, with a half a heart. David served the Lord with a whole heart. As a matter of fact, even though David did not have the best of family, David did not have children that exactly did as what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. And David made some choices that were not, well, they were sinful, weren't they? But David, God calls him a man after God's own heart. When the Lord refers to David as having a whole heart, then I know that it's all about seeking Him and obeying Him. Verse 5. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. There's that word statutes. Again, we're talking about society and how we should live. We live in dark days. And yet, when we keep His ways, the light shines brighter in a darker room, doesn't it? And so we have that opportunity to do that. Verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. There's going to come that day when I'm going to kneel before the Lord. But yet, we don't need to be ashamed because we're saved by His grace. And so, I want to make sure that when I kneel before Him, I can say, Lord, or so that I hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Verse 9. Wherewith shall a young man or woman cleanse his way or her way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So, it could be a young person, it could be a senior citizen, it can be somebody in between. We can all heed the word. It's the word, it's the word, it's the word. It's that getting into the word daily, making it a habit. And so many of us, we have good habits, don't we? We brush our teeth every day, hopefully. We take care of our families. We pay the bills. Those are all good habits to do. I think of Abby when she was a little girl. I'm going to brag a little bit. When she was a little girl, she would practice her free throws at Shady Cove School. And then at home, out in the rain, she would practice her free throws. Well, that payday came last Friday night at the Holy Bowl against St. Mary's, at St. Mary's. There was 18 seconds left. Cascade Christian was down by 2. And Abby, she towed the line and she hit her free throws under immense pressure. And eventually, Cascade Christian won the game. Yes. But all of that is to say, I apologize to any St. Mary's Crusaders out there. All of that is to say that we can seek the Lord and make that a habit to where not only are we praying in the morning on bended knee, seeking the Lord early in the morning when it's quiet, but also we can seek Him during the day with eyes wide open. As we have our ministry before us, whatever our ministry is, we can pray to Him during the day. And so it's something that we do throughout the day, praying to Him, seeking His face. Verse 11. Oh, this one, you're going to have to mark it in your Bible if you don't have it marked. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Years ago, I went back to Lakewood, New Jersey to tend to my father's affairs after he graduated to heaven. My dad, he just had a few things, but I found this big Bible among his things. And I opened it up, and right inside the cover, it said this: sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you from sin. That is something that really impresses upon me, that I can be more into the world, I can be into entertainment, I can be into sports, and I can. Or my focus can be more into Him. I'm learning more and more and more to hide His word in my heart. As I get older, I'm finding that I'm forgetting more. I believe, though, that the more that I age, the more that my mind becomes like a sieve. And a scholar once shared that at least you'll have a clean sieve. You may not remember what the verses are, but at least you'll have a clean heart, a clean mind. And I want to suggest to you, too, that the Holy Spirit, what does the Bible say? Will bring into remembrance those words that you need to share with your loved ones or with people that you come with. Verse 13, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Father, may my lips speak refreshment. May my lips speak encouragement, because I can be dour. I can be sour. There are two kinds of people that I'm going to meet, that you're going to meet in life. People that have to say something, and then people who have something to say. People that say something, they may say it, and they may not leave a blessing. But then there's those people that I want to be more like. People who have something to say. And so often, they focus on spiritual things, don't they? They have eternity in mind, knowing that this life is short. And what they have to say is usually from the Word, or it's Jesus-centered. May I be more and more a person. May we be more people that are like that. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much in all riches. This world's going to fade away. It's not going to matter. And so, do I just have an attitude of, oh, this world's going to fade away, nothing's going to matter? Yeah, because the best is yet to come. It's all about heaven. Did you know that? It's all about Jesus and being with Him one day. And that day is coming very soon. I want to heed to His testimonies because these riches are going to fade. 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. That word meditate is much like, you know how a cow chews its cud? And just choose and choose and choose and choose and then choose some more. I want to suggest to you that that's the word meditate, where when you get in the Word, you can just take one verse, can't you? Just take one verse and that verse will be good all the day long, where we can just chew on it. We can focus on that. We could have that be our banner over our life for that day. And so that meditation can be in front of us. Instead of thinking about this world and all the troubles it has, I can be a meditator on His Word. I will delight, verse 16, myself in thy statutes. There's that word statutes again. Again, a directive for society. I will not forget thy word. There it is. He will bring to remembrance, won't he? The word that we need to remember. Verse 18. Open up thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. You may say, Fred, the word is dry. I try to get into it, but it just seems dry to me, or I don't understand. Some in the younger set may say, you know, the King James is just, I don't quite understand all the thous and the yees and all of that. Prayerfully consider a version that is for you. Pray that it's blessed, and then get into the Word. But remember, pray that it's blessed. Pray before you get in the Word. Pray that the Lord will speak to your heart, that there's something in there, a nugget, a little vignette, that the Lord is going to teach to you, to teach to me, because the Lord loves you, and He wants to speak to you through His Word. He gave us His Word, and He gave us His Spirit. This is not a book of good ideas. This is not a textbook like Mr. Sweem teaches in science. This is living and breathing, sharper than any two-edged sword. So yes, in Awana, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but also this word speaks to you. Pray before you get in the word, and the Lord will speak to you. Verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. That's my desire. I hope it's yours, to be a stranger in this land, because we're all going to graduate. We're all going to be with Him. Those of us that call Him the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our life, we're going to see Him one day. And so may the things of this world grow strangely dim. He will do that. If I'm holding on to the world, I can't really see Him. But if I let go and let God, that's when He comes into full view. Verse 22, remove from me my reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Contempt, we can put in there disappointment. We can all be disappointed, but yet when we go back to the Word, the Lord's going to remove that. Doesn't the Word just take you away from that depression, from that bummer? How many here would say, when I get in the Word, I get really bummed? No, the Word is uplifting. The Word is mighty and powerful. And so that disappointment, the Lord can take a bummer and turn it into a blessing. Verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Notice the psalmist uses the word delight, not a drudgery. Not a drudgery. Sometimes I think, I got to get in the Word. I got to check that off the list. Pray about your heart, because the Lord wants to make getting in the Word a delight. Because once you're in the Word, then guess what? You become a delight to your family. So often I can be a grump face. Why is that? Because I'm not in the Word. I'm not praying to the Lord. I'm not giving my grumpiness to Him. I want the Spirit to fill me to overflowing. I think of Corey and Betsy Tinboom when they were in that concentration camp facing death. And just through the book and through the movie, how Betsy and Corey had that joy. What concentration camp are you in today? What prison are you in today? Because the Lord does not want you to be imprisoned. You might be a product of your past. You may say, Fred, you don't know my deal. You don't know my life. You don't know my family. You don't know my upbringing. The Lord would say, I do. You might be a product of your past, but you don't have to be a prisoner of your past. Amen. We have victory in Jesus. We sing that song. We have victory. Victory over our childhood, victory over our job, victory over our family situation, whatever it is. He is greater than your deal. So often I think my bummer is bigger than the Lord. It's not so, not true. The Lord has defeated sin, gang. He has risen from the grave and defeated death. And so he is ready to help you, help me to defeat our situation that we're in. So don't let a bad attitude be like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. So it's really important to constantly change that bad attitude. How do you do that? By good thinking and by being a positive person? No. That's a God thing. I have to pray about my grumpiness. I have to pray about my bad attitude. I have to give that to the Lord. And I can do that not only at the beginning of the day, but I can do it throughout the day. Amen? Verse 28. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. It's interesting because it'll be this Wednesday. We moved a year ago, and I have this room out in our house. It used to be called a garage, but it's the black hole now because we still have many possessions and boxes and things. And I go through stuff, and it was interesting. I found this one box, and it had the love letters of Kathy and I in college. Those many years ago. And you're thinking, why would you keep that? Because it was refreshing to read through those words that were shared between the two of us. It rekindles in your mind that relationship that you share with your spouse. This is our love letter. The Lord loves you so very much. He loves you more than you know. You just got to know him. You've got to take the time. I've got to take the time to strengthen my bond with him. Verse 35, make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Verse 37, we got to hurry. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Vanity, that's what I can be. It was great. Wasn't it great watching Marcus do so well yesterday for the Titans? Wasn't it awesome to throw a touchdown pass to himself? But it's vanity, isn't it? It's vanity. Sports, entertainment, all those things I spend time doing, I want to get to a place where there's nothing wrong with enjoying those things. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your job, enjoying your family, enjoying hunting, enjoying sports, all those things. But when it becomes an addiction to where that's all I think about, oh, can the Titans now beat New England? You know, I mean, it just can get so big. May I get to a place where I don't focus on the vanity of life, but I focus on the King of Kings. Verse 42, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. Read those last six words with me. For I trust in thy word. So when people come into your life, when they come before you, that's your ministry. And there'll be doubters and skeptics and grump faces and people that are just snarky, right? As we live this life, it's getting darker and darker. The young people go, what's the matter with it? They don't know what life used to be like in the good old days, right? But we're going to have those people that come into our life. And what does verse 42 say? So when those people that are snarky and grumpy, we can share with them that we trust in his word. The word, it's the word, it's the word. That we can share with the skeptic, that we can share with the doubter. I don't need to expose on the Lord. I don't need to share with them my story. I can just open up the Bible and say, what are you going to do about Jesus? That's it. The word speaks for itself. Verse 44, I love this. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. Verse 48, I love this verse too. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. My hands will I lift up. If I'm in 7-Eleven, or you're in 7-Eleven, and a dude or a dudette comes in with a gun, and they put it in our back, what do? Stick them up. I surrender. Take my wallet. Nothing's in it, but take it all. Whatever you want, I surrender. That's what the Lord wants me to do. That's what the Lord invites us to do. I surrender all. I surrender it to you, Lord. I give it all to you. I just want to release it all. Whatever it is, we can give to him. Verse 52, I'm almost done. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Wow. Before you go to bed at night, you can read the word and comfort yourself. That way you can sleep through the night. Just give it to him. That way you don't have to be up, waking up, worrying about this problem or that thing. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. The Lord has blessed you. The Lord has blessed me in such a way. Like the song says, right? Count our blessings, name them one by one, and give those to the Lord at night. We'll be more blessed, and we can sleep like a baby. Verse 57, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I'm in my 50s. When I was in my 20s, I thought, when I'm in my 30s and 40s and 50s, I'll be really mature in the Lord. I'll just know the word. I'll probably memorize Proverbs. I thought by my 50s, I'd have it made. I'm humbled because in my 50s, I don't know the word the way I thought I was going to. I'm not as close to the Lord. But then again, I think of Jesus and I think of how much he loves me. And I think of David, how David really made some wrong choices. And yet he always drew back to the Lord. And so my encouragement for us today is to draw near to the Lord. He will draw near to you. Our culture is sincerely going to hell. It's just a dark day. And Christians are being challenged all the more. Get in the Word. Know the Word. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Because the more that we seek Him, the more we're seeking Him with a whole heart. This world is not our home, gang. We're just passing through. Those preachers called Switchfoot wrote a song that is very poignant. They said about life, they said that we were born into the fight, but I'm not sentimental. This skin and bones is a rental, and no one makes it out alive. It's humbling to me because we resist that death and life are so short, but there's coming a day, not too far away, where we're going to be with him. And like I said earlier, there's not going to be any more pain. There's not going to be any sadness. We're going to be with him, and he's going to make everything right. Everything right. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I'm so thankful that you are with us. I'm so thankful, Father, that we can hide our word in our hearts. That, Father, we won't invite sin. That, Lord, you cleanse us and you keep us. And that, Lord, that we can pray and seek you. And, Lord, we can pray for ourselves. We can pray for our children. We can pray for our grandchildren and our friends because, Lord, this life is short. We're only here for a short time. And so, Father, this year, 2018, may this be a year that I resolve, that we resolve to draw closer and near to you, to get into your word more, to worship you more, Father, because, Father, you're good and you love us so very much. So, Lord, now, as we worship you, Father, take our praise. We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.